wonderful. We're going to close things out with one more Nerdalogs member. Mr. Chris Geiger wants to tell a story.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say, one of my favorite Your Stories memories was 2 years ago to this day at the Upstairs Gallery. It was Father's Day. Chris's parents were in the audience, and the theme was revelry, and he told a story about just tripping balls in college, about how he thought that his hands were like Hulk action figures or something.
I shot space stations.
Yeah, you shot space stations out of your fingers. That's what it was. And the boldness of that has always stuck with me, so.
That's one of my upstairs
memories. Well, my parents are going to hear it anyway, so.
They listen to all the podcasts. They're so supportive.
Cool. So, this is circusy. So I went to college for acting, ostensibly, not originally, but that's where I ended up. Super lucrative degree, by the way. I totally recommend it. It's so choice. Your career options are literally endless. You can work in any field at an entry level, so long as it doesn't require any real discernible skill. Most of the acting classes were like those of you who took improv classes, pseudo life lessons couched in a grade at the end of it. You get graded on how much you could feel emotions. And this was certainly the degree for me. And one of the classes we had to take was a styles class, i.e. acting styles, i.e. fucking around. We would do mask work and learn how to move on stage, but one of the most memorable styles was clowning. And I know that talking about a bit is about as interesting as having someone tell you the side effects of prescription drugs or something like that, but I'm going to try to talk about my first and only attempt at clowning. We only had two requirements. We had to wear a boule, which is a clown nose, the big red nose that you put on your face, and have a clown name. I don't remember the clown name, but I promise it was great and everyone loved it. My bit was simple. I entered the stage looking dejected, dragging a garbage bag filled with props and costumes behind me. Then I would find an audience volunteer to come up on stage. I dress them up in the props and costumes and then put a clown nose, a boule on their face of their own. Then I would take their seat in the audience and I would begin to laugh at them. Simply put, I'm certainly a troll. But in my mind, this is a very life sort of thing. I put a lot on that person and then I left them there for minutes. At first, people were watching me. Seeing how I reacted. But then slowly, they began to turn towards that person on stage because they were on stage. And the audience member, not knowing how to act, would begin to feel very uncomfortable. And the audience began to turn against them. See, my dad said the phrase, relax, to me a lot when I was growing up. It became something of a personal mantra. Whenever faced with the world and with stress, a voice chips into my brain that just says, relax. And I settled down. And the heart of that is that the world gives us punches and we can take them and roll with them, or we can dig in our heels and lament our situations and look inward while blocking out the outside world. The world did this to me, so what's wrong with me? So as the audience member would grow increasingly uncomfortable, I eventually jumped up and gave them something to do. I taught them how to juggle poorly, and then I returned to my seat, well, their seat. They would make some attempts, and then the audience would begin roaring with laughter and approval at them. And they would embrace them and accept them. Now, as a clown, this drove me crazy. To the point where I couldn't stand their acceptance, and I would go up, strip them of their clown gear, and return them to their seat. And that was the end of the bit. You know, sometimes I look back on this to remind myself not to take myself so seriously. My clown bit, to me, was the attempt to prove that when you laugh with the world will laugh with you. We all want to be important, but while it's nice to be important, it's more important to be nice and ultimately relax. Then, when I walked off stage, I had set up one last bit. As I made it to the edge of the backstage, my pants would fall down. So there's that. Thank you.
Those pants off.